This episode of Who's Paying Attention is brought to you by Casper Mattresses. Go to casper.com/Alonzo and save $50 on your mattress purchase. Sleep well, my friends. Hi, it's Alonzo Boat. I want to welcome you to episode 107 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I guess I haven't been paying attention. You know, there's a saying, no news is good news. And maybe that's right, because for the past 2 weeks, as anyone who's been listening or follows me on Facebook or my website knows, I was on a motorcycle trip. I rode across country. I hung out at a big rally called Americade, and I was getting no news. I, you know, would skim the news now and then, but I wasn't really reading it or following it. I had no news. And you know what? I felt good. No news was good news, but all good things must come to an end. So here I am back with another podcast, just kind of looking at what's going on and shaking my head and trying not to give up at the utter insanity that we call life. So I'm going to start in McKinney, Texas. Another cop gone mad. Maybe that should be the reality show. You know, remember we had Girls Gone Wild? Maybe we just have Cops Gone Crazy. This officer, Eric Casebolt in McKinney, Texas, you've probably seen the video by now. First of all, the first warning when he's running toward the scene and he just does one of those dive and roll moves you used to see on 70s television cop shows for no reason. Nobody's near him. He's just running along, dive, tuck, and roll. Then he comes up, starts yelling at any and every black kid he sees around the pool, has him laying on the ground, pulls his gun out, which is crazy, and then ends up laying on top of this 14-year-old girl in a bikini to subdue her, because you know how dangerous those 14-year-old girls in bikinis might be. And you know, here's the thing. This is where I call bullshit, and I'm not even going to get that upset because obviously this isn't news anymore. This is just business as usual. But you always hear a couple of things with these stories. One, well, what about all the good cops? Okay, so 12 cops were on the scene and one of them is going and they showed some of the other cops in the video taking reports, talking to people, doing whatever it is they do. They're even watching this crazy guy. None of them stop him. None of the good cops stop him. And then they say, oh, well, if the black children were more respectful, you know, if they would behave, if they'd be good, they wouldn't have this problem. You can hear in the video some of these kids calling the officer, sir, sir, we haven't done anything, sir, our hands are up or we're laying, or whatever it is. No, none of that matters. Okay. And they're investigating to see if this is a racial incident. Well, let's see. There's supposedly a fight at the pool and crazy cop comes in and only points his gun at, only subdues, only controls the black people. Nobody else around the pool. Even the white kids who were videoing it and talking about it were like, this is crazy. So since this episode last Friday, this corporal has retired and the captain says there'll be an investigation and blah, blah, blah. Same old thing. Thank God nobody was shot or killed in this one, but it's just another crazy cop. You know, this happened in Texas. So maybe if that 14-year-old girl had been, carrying an AR-15, you know, Texas is an open carry state. Maybe if those young black kids had been walking around carrying assault rifles like good Americans, none of this would have happened. Does anyone believe that? I know it's crazy, but I'm going to go you one crazier because there was a man, Jim Cooley. Love that name. That name almost fits what he did. Jim Cooley lives in Georgia, and in Georgia, it is legal for Jim to carry a fully loaded AR-15 semi-automatic rifle into the airport, as long as he doesn't try to go through security. So Jim was walking around armed with this weapon to drop his daughter off for a flight. Needless to say, people were scared to death when a man walks into an airport carrying an AR-15. You know why? Because those people weren't Americans. Probably some foreigners don't understand gun rights. Rights of American man to carry a gun anywhere he wants to, up into and including the airport, because might be a Muslim in there. Oh, geez. Heaven help us. Anyway, this guy, Jim Cooley, carrying the weapon. It is legal to do in Georgia, which just shows how crazy that is. And he's challenging cops. You know, when a cop asks him a question, he's like, you're not even allowed to ask me questions about this rifle. It is within my constitutional rights, blah, blah, blah. Needless to say, there were a bunch of compliments saying, you know, what would have happened if it had been a black man or maybe a Muslim man carrying an semi-automatic rifle into the airport? Do you think it would be legal? Do you think the cops would ask a couple of questions and then literally walk away? I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with hell no. I'm going to go with, I don't know if they'd have shot him, but there'd have been a tackle involved. There'd have been a taser involved. There'd have been a takedown involved. I honestly don't know what level of insanity our society is, but when you have, when it's legal to carry a semi-automatic rifle into an airport, I don't know. You know, here's the thing. The man who did this, the people who support this, I don't know how to debate them. I don't know how to talk to them because there's no point of reasonableness to say. It's not the proper use of the word. There's no reasonable point at which to begin the argument. If you think under any circumstances it's okay to take a loaded semi-automatic rifle into an airport, how do we talk? Where do we start? Where do we start on what a bad idea that is? But that's us. This gun craze society of ours, I don't know how it ends. I honestly don't know how it ends. But hopefully it doesn't end at the airport with an insane shootout. But if it does, Jim will be prepared, I guess. Did I say I guess? I meant I reckon. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. You want to sleep well tonight? You have to try a Casper mattress. With a Casper mattress, you are getting an engineered mattress. Engineered and designed. Two technologies come together. You have latex foam, you have memory foam. They add up to a great night's sleep. The price is right. $500 for a twin size mattress, only $950 for a king size mattress. Compare that to any ad you hear anywhere. It's a great price and it's risk free. Okay, here is the trial and return policy. Try sleeping on the Casper for 100 days. You've got free delivery, and if you don't like it, there's painless returns. But don't worry about that. You're not going to return this. You're going to sleep well. You're not going to want to get out of bed. It's a beautiful thing, and here's a bonus. You get $50 toward any mattress by visiting casper.com/Alonzo and using the code Alonzo. That's me. It's CASPER.com/Alonzo saves you $50 on a beautiful night's sleep. Casper mattress. You gotta try it. Speaking of insane, Sarah's back. That's right. Sarah Palin's back and Sarah's got a beef. This has been one of these weird stories that I don't even understand. If you're a politician or whatever, and I'm not talking about Sarah Palin because she's not a politician, but people have been speaking out on this. Why would you even touch this one? There's no good side to this. And what I'm talking about is this guy, Josh Duggar, however you pronounce it. He's one of the 19 and counting. Now, for those who don't know, and God bless you, you are so lucky not to know. 19 and Counting is a TLC show about a family that has 19 kids and counting. And this is a good Christian family that has this kid, Josh, who molested some of his younger sisters. As a teenager, Josh, I don't have the details. It was a sexual molestation thing. And he was called to task on it. TLC got on him about that. You know, they're going to cancel the show. They blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is bad. It's just bad, right? There's no way to defend child molestation or a child molester, right? Wrong. Sarah Palin and Bristol has jumped in because I guess she's learning from mom. Sarah says the Dugars, the left-wing liberal mainstream media is out to get this good Christian family that just had a little bump in the road, just had a little error in their ways. She's upset because, for one thing, she was upset at Megyn Kelly for interviewing the sisters, the younger sisters that were victims. Now, when you throw Megyn Kelly from Fox News into the liberal media pool, whoo, there's a reach. That's kind of an insult to her. But Sarah and Bristol are more upset because Lena Dunham, who created that show Girls, she wrote a book. And in the book, she said that when she was 7, she looked inside her 1-year-old sister's vagina. Not comfortable. It's a little weird, a little awkward, but not the same as a teenage boy molesting his younger sisters. Not the same. Sorry, Sarah. The lamestream media did not attack Leah. And by the way, Leah Dunham is a Barack Obama supporter. Not that that had anything to do with Sarah Palin's dislike for her, but you can't compare that. You can't compare. And then, you know, Leah also talked about paying her little sister to kiss her and paying her to put motorcycle mama makeup on her. Things that little girls are going to do. And she jokingly said, and you could tell it was a joke if you have any common sense. She said, I did all the things that a sexual predator would do. That is not the same as being a teenage boy who is a sexual predator. That's a girl joking, tasteless, perhaps inappropriate, perhaps not the same thing as a boy actually doing that to little girls. How can Sarah not see that? Willful ignorance. But I used to, I don't know, I can't get a read. I used to think Sarah, holy shit, she's batshit crazy. Then I said, well, she's crazy. She's media savvy. She's not unintelligent. She is uninformed. Now, I don't even know. I don't even know what she is or who she is or what she has to say. I will tell you right now, I'm looking at her picture with this article and I can't look at it anymore. I can't look at it. That's where I am. Sarah, you are out of your mind. I'm sorry I brought it up. I apologize to you people. I know I'm supposed to leave Sarah alone, and I will. Because what did I say? It's Sarah Palin shit. And if you talk to Sarah, and now if you even read Sarah, and it'll affect you. You get screwed up. But here's the thing, and this is why that Josh Duggar is held to a higher standard. Because the Republican Party, these Republicans, are always the ones shouting about family values and Christianity. You listen, you yell holier than thou, you want to be holier than thou, then don't do the most unholy thing that people can think of, which is sexually molest a child. Okay? Just, you know, try to avoid that urge. That's what would Jesus do? Not touch a child. As a matter of fact, and I'm telling you, I drove across the country. I saw the billboards. Jesus don't even like porn. That's right. That's right. You see the billboards at every exit. Just drive across the middle of America. You'll find out. But that the holier than thou, and it'll catch up to you. How about Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House under the Bush era, who has been paying, I don't know how long he's been paying this guy off, but we're talking $3.5 million, and I'm sorry, I was wrong. $1.7 million in payments. Now, if you're withdrawing less than $10,000 at a time, that's a long time. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, Dennis Hastert allegedly sexually assaulted this kid when I say kid, young man, don't know the age, don't know the man's identity. But back when he was a wrestling coach, before he went to Congress, he did this. And apparently this guy has been blackmailing him for years. And the FBI found the pattern of the Speaker of the House pulling out large sums of money, large sums of cash, and they questioned him about it, and he denied everything, and then he started withdrawing less than $10,000 at a time, because if you do a cash transaction of less than $10,000, you don't have to report it to the IRS or the government or anything. So now it's all come out. He is being charged with intentionally avoiding federal banking laws and lying to the FBI. See, that's how it works. Listen, you molested some guy when you were a wrestling coach. We don't care about that. You trying to hide money from the banks and the IRS? Your ass going to jail. The interesting thing is, supposedly this case is about $1.7 million. His bail was $4,500. Seems like pocket change when you're talking about $1.7 million hidden from banking laws. I don't know, but this could explain why he didn't go after a congressman who was accused of, you know, texting inappropriate pictures while he was Speaker of the House, et cetera, et cetera. Once again, why are they picking on me? Because you're the party of family values, because you're the party of Jesus. You can't claim Jesus and do things Jesus wouldn't do. Jesus wouldn't be paying off some blackmail. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they got Jesus figured out. Maybe they know a different Jesus. Or maybe, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, maybe they've been talking to Jesus. Well, while I'm on the subject of politics, Marco Rubio, they thought you were the man that once before. You're trying to be the man again. You want to run for president. Okay, Marco, here's the thing. If you're going to lie about liking rap music, and Marco, we know you don't like rap music. We know you don't listen to rap music. But if you're going to lie and say you like rap music and then say your favorite band is the Wu-Tang Clan, at least know one member's name of the Wu-Tang Clan. That way, when they ask you your favorite member, you could just say a name. You could just say a name. Listen, I don't know anything about Guns N' Roses, but if you ask me who's my favorite member of the band, I'm going to say Slash, because I know Slash, because he plays the guitar, you know. He's a lot of hair and a top hat. I don't know their music, can't name their songs, but I can throw Slash at you. If you're going to say you love the Wu, who's your favorite member of the Wu? Ghostface Killer? You don't have to know. Nobody's going to ask you to rap. Nobody's going to ask you to throw down some Method Man. All right, just say it. Just make it. Just, you have a staff. Your staff, listen, politicians, when your staff teaches you to lie, learn the full lie. That's what you got to do. Learn the full lie. You can't learn half the lie. So you can't learn the Wu-Tang Clan without completing it and naming a member. I love Public Enemy. Who do you like in Public Enemy? No, you have to learn Flavor Flav. I love Flavor Flav in Public Enemy. Now you got a completed lie. It's Fox News. How much more are they going to ask you? You're a Republican. They're shocked that you know there's a Wu-Tang Clan and you didn't want them put in jail. You missed it on that one, Marco. You really, I'm a big basketball fan. Who's your favorite player? Player? There's players? I didn't know. I just like the round orange ball. Good luck with this presidential thing, Marco. You're going to find there might be questions more difficult than your favorite member of the Wu-Tang Clan. In his defense, he did say that they were from the 90s, so he couldn't remember back that far. I guess. I don't know. Caitlyn Jenner. Can I say I don't care? Is that safe? Am I wrong? I don't care. Bruce Jenner has transgendered into Caitlyn Jenner. God bless you. Good luck. You got the cover of Vanity Fair. You got over a million tweets. This is the society we live in. This is how, one of the ways she was judged. She got to a million Twitter followers faster than anyone in history, including Barack Obama. That must make you important, right? Anyway, people got on both sides of it. The Republicans, they hated her for being a transgender woman. Because she's a Republican. Because, let's face it, Bruce Jenner was a rich white man. That's a good Republican. Now, Caitlyn Jenner is a rich white woman. They're not sure they want her. Some do, some don't. Others have gotten on Caitlyn Jenner about her looks. Some feminists have got on her saying you can't be a feminist if you're not a woman, not born a woman, didn't live your whole life as a woman. There's talk about why did you pose in a corset? Jon Stewart made a brilliant observation about, you know, she's a woman because the moment the transition was done, she was judged on her looks, as all women are. Can I quote my friend Matt Kazam and tell you simply, I got my own problems. All right, Caitlin, good luck. God bless you. You have a reality show. You're going to make a few million more dollars. I got my own problems. Can't be worried about it. Finally, I'm going to tell you right now, my interest in the NBA Finals is very slim because the Clippers aren't there. I'm a big Clipper fan. They blew it in the second round of the playoffs. That's pretty much when my basketball season ended. But I have to say, what LeBron James is doing is unbelievable because there was a big three. There was a big three, and now there's only a big one. Okay. Kyrie Irving injured and out, and gosh, forgive me for forgetting the power forward. Kevin Love out for the playoffs. Kyrie Irving now out for the finals. LeBron is beating Golden State single-handedly. It is LeBron and four guys you can't name that are beating Golden State. They're up 2-1. They should be up 3-0. He was fouled horribly at the end of game one. 40-point games, triple doubles. He is showing just how great he is, and I wish him the best. I wish him luck. Hope you win the whole thing, LeBron. They'll still hate you, but I won't. I'll love you. Good for you. And it's also kind of nice to beat Golden State because I'm a Clipper fan. So that's it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. No news is good news, but I'm back to reality, so I had a little bit to talk about this week. I am headed to Napa Valley. I'm going to do the Brian Culbertson Jazz Festival this weekend. It's going to be phenomenal. Next weekend, you can catch me in Tampa at Side Splitters. In between, I'm dropping by the West Side Comedy Theater over in Santa Monica on Tuesday the 16th. Sorry, I don't even have a calendar in front of me. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for paying attention. This is Alonzo Bowden, checking out.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny and I love you.